Welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We stream live on the web www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app on any electronic device and search WWGH. If you would like to call in, if you have any questions or would like to make any comments during our hour on the air until the top of the hour at 5 p.m., please call 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street. Marion, Ohio, telephone number 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. We have Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company, LLC. They are located in LaRue, Ohio, and they have 25 years of experience working for you. It's probably about 30 now since she sent me that advertisement. I'm going to say 25 plus. Okay, and they're located in LaRue, as I said, and the telephone number there is 740-262-0939. I have a thought for you today, and it's titled, Our Nature. Only a powerful soul can offer love. Only a powerful soul can afford to be humble. If we are weak, then we become selfish. If we are empty, we take. But if we are filled, we automatically give to all. That's our nature. And at this time, I'm going to turn my attention to Lorlee Dawson. How are you, Lorlee?
I'm good. How are you, Linda?
I'm great. And it's Martin Luther King Day, and I've been up since 7 o'clock and went to the breakfast, which was very, very nice.
Good.
Very, very well attended.
One of the young ladies from our church was going to be there.
Okay.
Morgan Rhodes. I'm not sure what she was doing, but
right.
She told me last night, I said, will you get to sleep in tomorrow? She said, no, I have to be at the Martin Luther King Jr. breakfast. And
right.
I said, good for you.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
Very well attended.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
Good showing. So how you been this new year?
This new year could be a little warmer today.
Yes.
As always, I'm busy, but God has got such a plan. Particularly, I had a gentleman today drop off his application to be a volunteer for Good News Clubs.
Really?
And so, you know, God is working in that way, but we're just, obviously it's in tax season, and I work for Jim Dittmeyer's and Associates on Center Street there. So it's swinging into a busy time, you know, getting ready, 1099s, W-2s, da-da-da-da-da.
Math.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be a receptionist.
Right.
You know, that says, hi, how are you, and make appointments, but that's not always how it works out. But otherwise, doing well. It's been a good year.
Well, you're a woman of many talents, Lorlee.
Yeah.
I didn't expect to see you today, but you're here. You're on call, you know. And I know some of you may know Lorlee Dawson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and those of you who do not know her, let me introduce her to you respectfully. All I really know is that she's well known in the Christian world here in Marion, Ohio, and probably abroad also. We are co-laborers in Christ. We mm-hmm. both have volunteered for Child's Evangelism Fellowship, mm-hmm. and she's still a spokesman for them. Are you still on the board?
I'm still on the board.
Still on the board.
I'll be on the board until 2022, into 2022, but we had two members that resigned at the
Did
end
you?
Of last year. So for those of you who are Christians, please put on your prayer list. We need two more committee members.
Right.
You know, we picked up the other, we were just six counties, now we're nine counties.
Ooh.
So we've got almost all of Northwest Ohio that we manage with the committee, and we're really the fundraisers and the advertisers,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
the people that make the decisions about, you know, where we're going to do hold silent auctions and right. luncheons and what we're going to do. And this year we've only done two really. Marianne has been doing it for 5 or 6, 7 years, at least 5 that I know of. So
right.
And then we did it in Hardin County. I think we've done it 3, maybe 4 times this next year now. And what we do is, Linda, we go in to these different counties and we show them what we've done here in Marion as fundraisers, how we can get the monies.
Right, right.
Because there are no, I don't care whether you're a Christian group or a secular group, no organization rolls without financial wheels.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be the vehicle that moves it. So next year we'll be in Hancock County. And then what our hope is and our dream is that we can get each county that will have these silent auctions and luncheons to help raise money to fund our Northwest Ohio Good News Clubs and CEF Fellowship.
Okay. So, okay.
And right now, as you are well aware, we've got one the first Saturday in March here in Marion. And for those of you who have calendars, it's always the first Saturday in March. It'll be March 7th this year.
Right.
And it's at the Cornerstone Alliance Church. And they are wonderful to work with us. It is just so good.
Oh, yes, it is.
They are just such, and so are a lot of our churches. My church is on board, Word of Life Christian Center.
Oh, yes.
And speaking of that, if you get a chance, go down Bartram Avenue and you will see the picture of our community building that we need about 2/3 more of our money, but we've got everything else taken care of. The land's purchased, the architect's done, the drawings, all that's done. Mm-hmm. I mean, God has just really, really blessed us. We have churches out of Columbus and out of Cleveland and out of Bowling Green that are on board with this too. And it's a building for our youth. It's
okay.
going to be a community building. We had, my church is not real big, and we had 90 teenagers and young people there from the age of Royal Ranger, Ranger Kids, which I believe is 4, up to 19,
wow.
18. So, I mean, we've got all these different classes, and we have Rangers and Missionettes, and we're reaching the community, but we're popping at the seams.
Oh, my.
And as I said to my pastor the other day, I said, you know, Lord, why did you call us a group of 60 people in a church? A church that's only got 60 memberships to do this major project. And yet God has opened every door, supplied every need. And the money, I just don't understand, but the money's coming in. And it's basically the same way for Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Yes.
He has opened so many doors, and he is providing so many ways. And you know, even if you don't want to come for the luncheon, which is $10 on March the 7th at mm-hmm. Cornerstone, it's from 11 to 2.
Right.
And I believe the doors will be open at 10:30, maybe, so you can come in and look around. But the auction itself is free. So all you've got to do is come in. Now, if you want a lunch, it's $10.
Right.
But that lunch consists of either pulled pork, sloppy joe, or shredded chicken sandwich, a salad, a dessert, green beans, drinks. I mean, you spend that much at Wendy's or at
sure.
McDonald's. Or
anywhere you go eat.
Exactly. So, you know, join us because it's for such a good cause.
Yes, it is a good cause.
And we've got to reach this generation.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
We've got to reach this generation. So that's our goal. And it seems like the more you take on, many times, Linda, the more opposition we get.
I know. I know.
And I don't know why people are opposed to a group of people, Christian people, who are willing to teach their young people character, integrity,
yes.
honesty, respect,
yes.
and pride in themselves.
Right.
And teach them that Jesus loves them.
Yes.
I can't figure it out. Why would you object to wanting your child to know that they're precious?
Yes.
And that Jesus loves them.
And their life matters.
And that they are important.
Yes,
to the
they're
world.
Important.
God's got. There's a song out called Nobody. My trio's singing it. But in that song, it's that God's got a purpose for everyone.
Right.
Everyone is born with a purpose.
Yes, we are.
There are no betters. There are no worses. There are purposes.
Yes.
And it's just needful for people to understand. That this generation, this younger generation, must be reached.
They have to be reached. They have to be reached. And, you know, we were so disheartened. And I guess I could have kept fighting over at Grant Middle School. But I had parents that come and remove their children. And they never would come back. What else can we give this generation if it's not Jesus that's going to make a difference in their life?
Exactly. Well, we've got one little girl who comes to our missionettes. She says her mother is a witch. But yet they still send them to church. Let them come to church.
Yes.
You know, God is, that my point being, God is working. Regardless
yes,
of
he
what
is.
The parents may think.
Right.
God is working.
Yes, he
but,
is.
But when will we get to the point that what our child is taught is more important than the way I think it should be?
Yes, right.
When will we get to the value of the child?
Right.
And teaching them the things they're going to need to function in our society.
Yes.
And, you know, it's so heartbreaking.
Yes, it is.
And it's so shocking when you see the value of these children and it's just thrown away. The potential in them.
Oh.
They are smart little people.
Yes, they are smart.
Trust me.
Yes.
They call me the mom of my church. The mother of the church.
It's
mostly because
it's a good title for
you,
yeah. But that's a good title.
but even those little children have learned that they show respect to all of us. Now, they're a whole lot different when they hit that sidewalk.
I'm sure.
But outside, it's okay.
Yes.
But you need, and there again, we need to know where we can do things and where we shouldn't do things.
Yes, yes.
We need to be taught all of these things. And right now, it's just such a hard time. And finding people that are willing to give up 45 minutes to an hour a week. You know, we're not asking for you to sign a contract or give your life away.
No.
All we're asking is for some help.
Yes,
and for parents to realize. And you know, the other thing that I just amazed me was that the children that graduate from the elementary schools and go into sixth grade, and they've been in Good News Club all that time, and then they go to Grant and they wouldn't go.
Won't go.
And I don't.
I signed up. The last year, year before last when we started, 61 students signed up. Two showed up the first time. After that, it was just one the entire year. And I thought, is it me? You know? And I'm thinking, am I not doing it right, Lord? And we was all praying. Well, what should we do different, Lord? Show us how to reach these young people, you know? And then we had the big opposition in high places.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the battle was on there. Say one thing and do another, and we just couldn't get any footing there.
Well, you can't fight that battle. That's the power. And don't get me wrong, God's got all power.
Jesus yes, he does.
Has all power.
Yes, he does.
But the power here on earth, unless we receive favor, there's a battle.
Yes,
but
it is.
I believe it's a spiritual battle.
It is.
And everybody wanting to be right.
Yes.
And it's not important who's right or wrong. It's important of the value that we place on what our children are being taught.
Right.
And the value we place on that child.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's important.
That's most important, you know, and I pray that more doors open up. There are many young people living this life. Leaving this world unexpectedly. Do they know Christ? Have they been introduced to Christ?
Exactly.
And where do you think they are going if they don't know Christ?
Exactly.
Parents and grandparents and sisters and brothers, if your sibling or mother or father does not know Christ when they leave this earth, where do you think they're going?
Exactly. There's only two choices.
And people say, oh, they went to heaven, but are you sure of that?
Well, we live in a society that believes whatever you do and however you treat people and however you behave and whatever you do in your lifestyle automatically gives you a ticket to heaven. And the Bible says that it's not the good works that get you to heaven.
No.
It's not how good or how bad I am.
Right.
It's about Jesus Christ and his salvation.
Right.
And what he bought for me on the cross. But I've got to accept that.
Yes.
And I've got to be the one that's willing to listen and learn of him.
Yes.
But we don't, people automatically assume. And yet they laugh about splitting hell wide open. Hmm. And I'm thinking, and they're talking about a party. They need to read up, even in the dictionary.
Oh,
they
yes.
They need to look at the yes. word in the dictionary. It is very, very explicit.
Yes.
We need to learn that nobody's going to live forever.
No.
You know, my pastor was talking, I don't remember the sermon, but anyway, I remember what this statement in it. You know, that everybody that Jesus healed when he was here on earth mm-hmm. died.
Yes.
This life here on earth is not contingent.
It's temporary.
It does not continue. It is temporary.
Right.
You know, and I'm 75 years old. I may have 20 more years, mm-hmm. but I may not either.
That's true.
We need to understand that there comes a time from the day you're born that's going to be a reality. We don't talk to our young people about that either. We don't
I know.
Talk about the shortness of life and the need to know Christ.
Yes. Yes.
We don't talk about it. And we need to. Even people who take their children to church. You know, my daughter, people think we're crazy, and we may well be. But we've got my funeral planned. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to tell you, I want it that way. Because, and no, I don't plan on committing suicide, and I don't plan on dying. But
no, that's
I don't
right.
think anybody that dies plans on it.
I don't either.
I don't really either. Think anybody, until you have that incurable disease, mm-hmm. and until you feel your life slipping away, I don't think you plan on it.
I don't either. And I think the Lord lets us know when it's our time.
I agree.
I think he's that kind of God. He's a gentleman, you know.
He doesn't
surprise us with anything, you know.
But we've got to be willing to admit it.
That's true. So true.
And none of us, nobody's going to live forever.
No.
But we've got to get to where we've let these young people know that there is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
That we let these young people know that they are loved.
Yes.
And that God has a purpose and a plan for their lives.
Yes.
And it doesn't have to be like mom and dads and grandmas and grandpas.
No.
My daddy was a coal miner.
Mm-hmm.
Do I look to you like I've been in the coal mines?
No, and you don't look like you want to go either.
I don't. You know, and my mother was a homemaker.
Right.
Well, I've worked out. I've always had a career since my daughter was 9 months old, and she'll be 51 next Monday. So, you know, I mean, you've worked all that time. But my point being, we have a choice.
Yes, we do.
And it's like our education. Mother made us promise. My mother was 21 when she graduated from high school in 1937.
High school. Okay.
In Oxford, Kentucky, by the way. But Daddy only got to go to the 8th grade mm-hmm. because he quit to help his family. Daddy was one of 11 children.
All right.
He had to give that up. Mother made us promise that all four of her children would graduate from high school. Now, I had one brother. It was kind of iffy, but he did it. and worked and raised a family and did well.
Right.
My point being, we have choices now. We had choices when we graduated.
Mm-hmm.
There are choices now.
Yes.
But we've got to instill in them that God has the plan.
Yes, he does.
And that's what Good News Club does.
Yes, it does.
And that's why it's so important that we support Child Evangelism Fellowship, because of the importance of these children realizing the value, which is, as I said, we have to have dollars to roll the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this silent auction and the luncheon is all about.
Right.
That we can support and do. Now, we have two full-time staff missionaries and one part-time staff missionary. And they are just like missionaries in a foreign country. They go, they raise their own funding.
Mm-hmm.
And that pays for their salaries. Our director raises his own funding.
Okay.
You see, so everybody's responsible for themselves. And we do things, we pray, we use Fueled by Prayer Line. We get a tithe from them for every time a group of us pray.
Okay.
We go online. I try and do it twice a week. We go to different churches. We hold yard sales. We hold silent auctions and luncheons. We do all of these things to recruit the finances that we need so that we can keep this in the forefront. I don't know how big the window is
right.
that we'll have this opportunity, but I do know that we need to take advantage of it while we have it.
That's true. While we have a chance, right?
While we have,
while we have life and blood running warm in our veins,
exactly.
You know. I was just sharing with my grandson a few hours ago. There was a young man I heard that just passed last night on the basketball court here in Marion, Ohio.
Mm.
14 years old. We don't know what's going to happen the next moment, tomorrow or next week, next year. We don't know. These things have to be sealed as soon as possible.
They do.
Because our fate is important.
It's very important.
You know, I was ignorant one time in my life.
Weren't we all?
Out there doing my thing. I thought doing my thing, you know. And I used to say, well, I know I'm going to hell, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there with my friends, you know,
that.
And I'm thinking, you know, the Lord had to really show me in Scripture about hell. And I thought, even if you're there and they're there, you're not going to know they're there. All you're going to hear is weeping, crying and weeping and gnashing of teeth. And I thought, no. And you read about Lazarus and the rich man. Lazarus was a beggar. And the rich man had millions and millions of dollars and all the dainties and all the luxury of life. And Lazarus had sores, you know. But Lazarus went to heaven in the bosom of Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
And the rich man went to hell.
Yep.
And he could see Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And had no peace.
No peace. No tormented peace. Day and night. And could not get out.
Material things, money, cars, houses, land, whatever, will not give you peace. I spoke last night at our church on how to receive peace.
Mm-hmm.
Peace is a fruit of the Spirit.
Yes, it is.
You can't have the fruit of the Spirit unless your spirit is aligned with God's.
True.
Because you'll have none of that fruit.
Mm.
And you don't get that fruit the world's way.
No.
That temporary, we get, and I'll use cars, for example. You get a new car.
Mm-hmm.
2 years, you want another new car. The last one I drove for 14 years. They're searching for a peace that they think can be brought by the material things.
Yeah.
But you're never satisfied.
No, because it's satisfied. Greed. It's another spirit that you're working with now, you know, because you can't get enough.
Mm-hmm. You can't.
Can't get enough. You need more all the time.
Well, it takes our young people to drugs and our older people too to drugs.
Oh yeah,
and we're looking for this high. Oh, I'll just try this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fentanyl. Try it once. There's only once.
Yes.
Unless
yes.
there's somebody with you, and there's so much out there that Satan's building is big picture, and he does paint a pretty picture.
Yes, he does.
It looks like it's fun.
Yeah. Or it feels so good, I got to have it again.
Yes.
Got to try it again.
But there comes a payday.
Yes.
Daddy said there's nothing free.
Mm-mm.
You pay.
Yes, you do.
And you pay on a regular basis.
Yes, you do.
Many times. So, which again, we're back to, we need to take our time and invest in these young people. If you've only got 45 minutes or an hour a week, invest.
Invest.
In these young people. Take the time to get to know them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've noticed this in the grade school, 1 to 5, the kindergarten to 5th grade. They love for you to ask them questions and to get to know them and to give them the attention.
Mm-hmm.
They love that. And a lot of times when mom and dad are working, they don't have that kind of time.
Mm-mm.
Because they're raising a family.
That's true.
So, you know, you become a substitute. But that hour and a half, hour 15 minutes, hour, whatever you can say, it works so well, and it is so good.
Yes, and it's so rewarding.
Very rewarding.
Now, I missed the elementary students because their eyes are so wide and seems like their mouths have just wide open, like the little birdies, and the mother comes mm-hmm. and drops the worm in their mouth. You know, they're eating that word. They're eating the word of God. They're singing the songs. It's making an impact on their life.
Right.
You know, and I'm kind of like you. When they leave elementary and go to
the middle school.
The middle school is like, well, what happened? What happened?
And we're allowing them to grow up too quick. You know, I loved... Well, I probably shouldn't say this, but I was still playing with dolls when I was 13 years old.
I was 12.
I got this little doll for Christmas. I'll never forget it. I was 13. And I love that little doll.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at 13 now, they're not playing with dolls.
No. No.
They're looking like they're dressing with makeup and dressing
nail
like
polish, yeah, bedazzled and all that,
and
yeah.
And they're dressing like their mother's dress, like adult's dress.
Mm.
We've stole their childhood.
Wow.
We don't give them the freedom that
to grow up. Time to grow up.
Time to assess their world around them.
Isn't that something?
Sometimes I think our young people just need to sit back and look around. I've got, I don't know, I probably have 7 or 8 teenagers on my phone, and you know the scriptures I send out every Monday morning.
Yeah, I read them.
I send those to those teenagers.
Good.
And today I got a message back. I really needed to know about doubt, she said.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, that tells you what you need to do with it.
Right.
Where you
right.
need to go, what you need to do.
Right.
But we need to take time. And, you know, you argue with yourself because my youngest grandchild is 18 and he's in college.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the rest of them are in their 20s and 30s. And you really think, does this make a difference? You don't know.
No.
What makes a difference? It's the same way with the volunteers for Good News Clubs.
That's true.
You don't know the impact you may have on a child. And it's only from October through April. It's not all year.
No, it's not.
And, you know, and if you're interested, that Inspect Ohio lady, Cheryl Lee.
Yes.
That's the number you need to call. Because that's the one that...
She's our director here in Marion, Ohio.
Is our director here.
Yes.
Our co-chairman here in... Our coordinator is what she calls herself.
Okay.
Here in Marion County.
Right.
And we are striving to get a coordinator in each county.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how far you all go out, but if anybody hears or anybody needs to know, all they've got to do is call that number. And they will find out. And the one that dropped off the application today had heard that we needed a volunteer. I don't remember which school. Anyway, we don't need them there, but we need them somewhere else.
Right.
Because you never have enough people.
No, you don't.
You don't
no,
ever
you
have
don't.
Enough people. And so it's just really important that people take a few minutes and say, especially retirees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like you've got a lot to do. And I took the club. Well, I was retired when I took it. Then I started working. I did things a little backwards. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
But you
maybe.
Know what? It worked out.
Yeah.
Because I kept that club going until somebody could take it.
Yes,
and
you did.
And that's one of the clubs that Jan is the missionary to.
Mm-hmm.
She's the leader. Just through volunteering. It had nothing to do with other than you felt a need.
Right.
You saw a need and you filled it. Same way in anything you do, anywhere. You're working, you see somebody with a need, you help them.
Yes.
You're shopping, you see somebody with a need, you,
you
help
them.
That's what it's at. We need to find people that are willing to help with child evangelism.
That's true.
And Good News Club.
And looking for nothing in return.
Because
a lot of people want to be paid back. Well, I
exactly.
did this and I did that. What am I getting?
Well,
the reward is great,
I've
though.
Never
yeah.
got mine yet, so I can't tell you what you're getting.
But we get paid every day. We get health and
well,
you know, life. Yes.
I don't think there's any better feeling than knowing that I helped someone just because they needed it.
That's true.
Not for what they wanted to give me back. Not for what they wanted to do. Just because
they needed it. Yes.
And if we could ever get that mindset, you know, that's what Christ did.
Yes, he did.
He helped because we needed it.
Yes.
And the only thing he asked back is our love and acceptance of him.
Right.
As our Savior.
That's true. That's
it's
so
more
true.
More than enough.
It is more than enough.
It is more
it's more than enough.
Enough.
And, you know, there are some people who consider themselves Christians, but there's only some things they accept. Mm-hmm. They don't believe in every word of the Bible.
Right. They believe
in what's comfortable for them, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how can you pick and choose what you want to believe out of the Bible?
I don't know. I tried that once. It doesn't work too well.
That's not.
When you pick and choose, there's a payday.
Yes, it is a payday. Are you kidding me? You're laughing. And to me, it's like they're laughing at you because you believe every word, you know. No, I can't fulfill the law because Christ did that.
I just have
to believe in him. And I was reading about Abraham, how Abraham, he believed and mm-hmm. he was thanking God almost every day for what God had told him. Mm-hmm. Which was impossible with man, but possible with God. And I guess he just praised God about it, and it got bigger and bigger and bigger, and God performed that thing mm-hmm. for him and his wife, which was, what, 100? He was 100, and she was 90? 90-something, right?
90-somewhere.
And they brought forth a child.
Right.
Because he just believed God. And unto him it was counted as righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have to do anything but believe.
Well, and when he went down and he paid tithe to Melchizedek, he didn't have to pay tithe to Melchizedek.
Right.
But he wanted to.
Right.
Which was a foreknowledge and a Christology of and a foreshadowing of what we need to do.
Right.
In order for things to go on.
Right.
He just, I don't know, you can't change yesterday.
No, you cannot.
You don't know what tomorrow's bringing.
No.
So we've got today to live in. And we need to learn to live in today. To enjoy it. And to relax in it and be refreshed in it.
Yes.
But we are so busy making plans. Margaret Jensen, one of my favorite authors, and she's gone on to be with the Lord, she said in one of her books, Morning and Evening, life is what happens while you're making other plans.
Ooh.
And it is exactly the truth. And when you get a phone call, when the bottom falls out, you've made other plans. But life
still goes on, right?
And it still comes, and it's going to happen.
Wow.
It happens to everybody.
Yes, it does.
And you know, we make plans to do things, and we have illnesses that come.
Mm-hmm.
We have people who lose their jobs
right.
that have been there. We have heartbreak in our families. We have death. We have all of these things.
Yes, we do.
That come.
Yes, they
unexpected.
Do.
Unexpected.
Yes.
So unexpected.
Not prepared.
And we're not prepared.
Not prepared.
And so we live like we can change tomorrow when we should have taken care of today.
Yes.
And let tomorrow take care of itself.
Take care of itself because it's coming anyway.
Yeah, it's going to get here.
Yeah, and I'm like, I was saying that. Just deal with today. Be thankful.
Be thankful.
Begin to be thankful. God opened up your eyes, gave you another day, no mm-hmm. matter where you are.
Mm-hmm.
My grandson, no matter where you are,
exactly.
Be thankful.
Well, no matter what situation you're in.
Yes.
Thankful
give
that
him
I've
thanks.
Got breath to breathe.
You're alive.
And my eyes came open.
Wow.
Exactly.
I'm activity able, of see. Your limbs, right?
Well, I always say I'm able to sit up, take nourishment, and argue, but...
Yeah, same you know, thing, right?
Same difference.
Same thing. Activity of your limbs. And in your right mind, be thankful.
Mm-hmm.
Quit complaining, please.
Yeah, well, and we whine and we whine.
Yes.
If we could live in a third world country for a month,
mm.
we would be so appreciative of what we have here.
I'm sure we would be.
I'm sure we... I know we would be. Because
that's
there
what's
is
wrong
a distinct separation.
I bet.
In these countries. My pastor's daughter's a missionary to Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
Right now she's in Africa, but she's a missionary to Thailand. And the wealth over there is the wealth.
Mm-hmm.
The poor is the poor. They're very poor.
Right.
And yet they are sold out to their religion.
Oh, yeah.
They lay things for Buddha. They sacrifice for Buddha. And he's dead. He can't do anymore. You know, and I'm thinking, oh my Lord. But and we've got a savior that's alive.
Yes.
He is. And intercedes for us.
Yes, he does.
And makes restitution for us in so many things.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we go about our merry business.
Like he doesn't exist.
Mm-mm. Like he's not even there.
Mm-mm.
So, I don't know.
And take no regard. Wow.
No, we're not even, we have no care at all about what God does, what he wants. And, you know, I used to tell my mother, I wish I'd have been born. I didn't think I'd live this long, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when I was a teenager, I'd tell her, I wish I would have been born in the first turn of this century. And then I'd have been able to have my family, blah, 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 blah.
Right, right.
I was born in 44, just before the World War II ended. My sister was born in 45. But anyway, and now that I look back, I think this is the most exciting time to be alive.
It is.
But God had a plan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He knew when I was born.
He knew when to bring you forth, Laura
exactly.
Lee. Where would we be without you?
When to do, how to do, what.
Yes.
You know, I mean, but we look at it, and so many times, Linda, we want something else.
Don't we? Never satisfied, are
never,
we?
Never satisfied. My mother used to tell me I was wishing my life away. Because I would wish to do stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'd say, boy, I wish we could go on a picnic. Boy, right. I wish we could go to Cedar Point. Oh, I wish we could go to this. I wish I would. And my mother would say, Lorna, you're wishing your life away. You know what? She was right. Because I wasn't enjoying that day.
Right, that
I
moment.
I was wishing for something else.
Yes, yes,
and that's
yes.
what we're doing today.
And I hear people say, I'll be glad when tomorrow come. Why? You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You might not can even handle what's going to come forth.
It's
from
not
another day.
Be any better than it was.
No,
trust me.
No, it's not. No, it's not. I'm like, wow. But you're right. Not never satisfied.
Never
and
satisfied.
So greedy, cannot have get enough or have enough. And you know, you think about the children of Israel, and we read that, and we think, wow, those people are so ungrateful. But has time changed people?
No,
Laura Lee.
No, we've gotten greedier.
Say we worse than the children of Israel.
We are.
Oh, my.
We're worse than them for the murmuring and the complaining and the whining. How many times I will never forget someone said to me, Ellen Day was her name, Steve was her husband, and somebody had said something to her about deserving and why. And she looked at him and she said, why not me? What makes me any different than you? So why not me to go through this?
Mm-hmm.
Why not me?
Right.
Because if we got what we deserved, think about it.
Right.
The deserving that we'd get, we'd all be dead.
Oh, yeah.
And miserable.
Yes.
Miserable. So we've got to learn to quit saying, why me?
Yes.
Why not
why
me?
Why not you? That's
why
right.
Why not me?
Right.
To go through this. Because none of it, we're not any different. I don't care what you wear, I don't care how much you have, and I don't care how much you don't have.
True.
All of us have life come to us.
Right.
And as long as we're in this life, it's going to come.
That's true.
And it can make or break us.
Are we ready?
Exactly.
Are we ready?
Are we ready?
That's the question. Are we ready?
And I pray we are. So far, when catastrophe has struck, I've been ready.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that I'd be ready tomorrow unless I stay ready today.
But you're ready with Christ.
I'm ready with Christ.
You're ready
I stay
with
ready
Christ.
With him.
That's what's most important.
Amen.
Did you need to go, Laura?
I do need to leave. I'm sorry, but I do.
But
need
that's
to
okay.
Leave.
We have
good.
Enjoyed you. I
this
thank you so
good.
Much, and I'm glad your new year is going well. And I know you'll probably be back again before the year is out. I truly hope so. My
I'm
listeners
sure.
really enjoy
Hopefully
you.
Hopefully it won't be as rushed as today was. This kind of dropped on me.
Yeah, well, like you said, you're ready.
Yeah, you have to be.
Yeah, and the Lord says, be you ready, because you know not when I'm going to need you.
Right.
And he
but
needed
I do appreciate
you.
Appreciate you having me.
Yes, I enjoy having you here. Well, Laura Lee will be back again, hopefully. Well, we're going to just plug her in. I have to give her an advance notice, because she filled in for someone else today. But we truly enjoy her spirit and her love for Christ and for the children. So thank you for those of you who are listening. I do have a few more minutes with you. And as we have talked earlier, this is Martin Luther King birthday celebration day or holiday, and I think the government offices are closed, and all those little things I wanted to bring, somehow I left them at home. But when I get here to the radio station, they do have something here, and it's titled Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And I thank the radio station for having this here, so now I can use a little bit of what they have. And as I said earlier, the breakfast was very well attended. It has really grown from when I first attended, and that was in 2008. And the venue that they use, it's just packed with people upstairs and downstairs. And then they go over to the Palace Theater area, and they have all the oratorical contest and all the children that participated. They had a lovely choir today, and the kids were so full of energy and life. The directors, city officials, it was well attended today. And I thank Laura Benjamin and those who work diligently with her, and Tara Dyer, all of them. They really do a great job, a wonderful job. And Lainey Ross, as I know her, I can't think of her married name, but her sons, they each spoke, and there was three of them, and they gave such good information and sound information and direction for many of the young people. I just wish that there were more young people of certain ages to hear what they had to share with each and every one of us. It was really dynamic, and I took a lot of notes. I like to share good things with young people, even older people, because it really helped me out also. Now, again, it's called Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Marion County had a number of routes and station operators on the Underground Railroad that served as a pathway to freedom for escaped slaves. Can you imagine that we're still talking about this? This is part of our history in America. And to hear the word slaves still. But you know, there, like they said, there's a reason for this. Because they say if you don't remember your history, it can be repeated again. And God knows we do not want that repeated again. It continues with, among the more noted station operators were Judge Thomas Anderson, he was a Methodist, Alan McNeil, he was a Presbyterian, and Joseph Morris, Quaker. J. Wilbur Jacoby stated in his 1907 History of Marion County, Ohio, that for 20 years prior to the Civil War, many of the citizens of Marion County lost no opportunity to ally themselves with any anti-slavery movement. Ordinarily, this sentiment found expression in the many successful efforts that were made secretly to conduct Negro slaves from the southern states to Canada. And it is a known fact that slaves or African Americans or Negroes have been dispersed throughout the whole world, not just the South and from Africa to the South or to the East Coast of America and to Canada, but all over the world. They have found over the years that I don't think they found a place where they have not gone. But in memory of a man who really stood for equality for every man, every woman, and every child, no matter what color they were, no matter where they came from, no matter what their dreams may be or where they expect to go in their life. Now that's really something to be remembered for. That is his legacy. And that's why people thought it was very important to note a special day or holiday for an icon, such a leader as Martin Luther King Jr. And respectfully, his children are still living, and probably grandchildren and great-grands and maybe great-great-grandchildren are living. He was a young man, 34 years old, when he was assassinated by a bullet, shot down in his prime. But we still remember the sentiments. They still play his speeches. They still give respect to one another, even if it's just for that day. But I like to think that there have been some changes. A lot of changes have taken place from slavery to freedom and from 2020 here to 2020. But thank you once again for listening to A Voice of a People today. I again thank Laura Lee for being here with me and sharing a little bit of her new year with us, because it's still January. My name is Linda Sims, and the name of my program is called A Voice of a People. I am here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Till next time, all of you out there, be blessed.
WWGH Radio LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For former coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, Jim Tressel.
You know, it's interesting because everybody knows the story, obviously, of what happened there. But when that all was going down, because that's a rough period, that's a rough year. And, you know, as it comes out in Sports Illustrated that, you know, these emails were flying around on April 2nd, and on December 9th, you publicly said you didn't know anything about it, and it all came down that way. Do you wish you had said, yes, I know about it on December 9th, or had reported it earlier?
Oh, gosh, I'm not sure that you have all the dots connected there. But if you ask, do I wish... throughout the course of the entire situation, that we would have made some different decisions, you know, without a doubt. But I'm not sure you have it exactly right.
What did I have incorrect? I want to be correct with this.
Oh, you know, that's for you to try to figure out and you know, for you to know or not know. But you know, it came down the way it did.
To former Ohio State Marching Band Director, John Waters.
From what I understand, the defamation lawsuit is a million-dollar lawsuit. I think that's what's been reported. Who knows if that's correct or not. But if they said, John, we made a mistake just like you said, come on back, would you drop the lawsuit?
We'd have to consider all the pros and cons, because there's been a lot of water